Just assume there's music here. I'm Izzawellen, and this is Izzawellen's Stories for Adults. This is an interview I did with author Brandon Farrow, back in, I believe it was November, early November or October. And I forgot to post it. It was when I was baking a bunch of videos, and I didn't get it up. And then he said not to worry about it. And somebody was asking me about this particular interview, and I thought that maybe I should repost it because it's long. I ask him a lot of questionable questions because he's a friend, and also he reads from a piece of work that he has abandoned now, but the reading is really good. It's something that I think that listeners and friends will enjoy. So here you go. This is an interview with author Brandon Farrow.
That's better. Are you looking at your phone? You're trying to look at your phone and answer questions at the same time.
I have to look at my phone I have to put my phone right next to my ears.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, I can't ask those questions out loud. Go ahead and ask the next one.
Is there a specific thing that's said to me when it actually makes me come?
The answer to that is... sometimes. Usually it's if she's complimenting me, or I think she's complimenting me, or she's so far gone that she can't think anymore and she's just screaming my name.
Okay.
Also a fuck or a oh God, please, yes, right there. Yeah, that'll do it. That will do it.
Okay.
I take it you're blushing.
I thought I was not
the one who was going to be blushing. You're blushing.
No, I'm not.
Auntie Iso is blushing.
No, I'm not. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. I'm absolutely fine. What's the next one?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That was the max that you gave me.
Is that the max? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you watch porn?
Yes.
Do you watch dwarf porn?
I did once when I was in Iraq.
You did? Did you like it?
Yep.
How did that happen? Wait, no. I want to know what that you did once when you were in Iraq.
Yeah, a bunch of guys.
How? Yeah. Explain.
This was back in the days when they were still doing those free share sites, and I ended up getting involved. I mean, there's 16 guys all in their 20s stuck in a freaking barracks room that is about the size of maybe a Connex. And yeah, we've got no room to maneuver. One of the guys was like, hey, let's watch midget porn. I'm like, what the fuck is midget porn? They said, is this? They showed me. And I just went, what the fuck? And I'm like, okay, hang on. And I'm looking at this, and this gorgeous, like 10 out of 10 girl is just getting railed. And I'm just kind of like, that lucky son of a bitch is 10,000 miles away getting pussy, and here I sit with a bunch of guys.
So you were just jealous? Your response was jealousy?
Oh, I was jealous. Oh, I was jealous as hell. I was like, motherfucker. I'm like, damn it. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Hey, I'm going to go clean my weapon, man. Are you taking your Playboy? Yeah, I'm taking the fucking Playboy. I'm going to the Port-a-John. Don't fucking bother me for the next 30 minutes.
So wait, is that how honest you guys are when you're over there in that kind of situation? Everybody knows when the other person is.
If you saw a guy with a Playboy or a freaking Maxim headed towards the Port-a-John, you knew what he was doing. And the only thing you hoped was that he cleaned up after himself, which most of us did, thankfully.
Most of you did. But when somebody didn't, did the person who go in, I'm like...
You don't understand. The Iraqis were the ones who were cleaning out those port-a-johns. Okay? We had contractors coming in who would clean out our port-a-johns. The amount of human waste that would be at the bottom of that port-a-john would terrify most of you. Most farmers could get freaking manure out of what we put into those port-a-johns. I guarantee you.
They didn't come often enough then, obviously.
They came like once every 2 or 3 days. And even 1 or 2 days. And that was with my fob. That was my fire. No. That was my forward operating base. The other forward operating base combat outpost in the middle of Ramadi, they had to burn their shit, literally.
I don't want to talk about
this. Hey, you asked.
No,
you asked
was it the question I was asking? If they don't clean up after themselves, is the next guy who goes in kicks up a fuss?
How are you going to pick up a fuss? What are you going to do? Dude, what the fuck? You're going to leave cum
pretty
all
much.
Over the, no,
I, you just, I guess. I don't
most
know.
Of the time, it was just staying in your freaking BDUs, in which case you said, throw that shit in the fucking laundry, dude.
Okay, so number one, when did you lose your virginity?
I lost my virginity when I was 18.
And where?
At home, or rather, specifically, I met a 30-year-old lady who was very generous.
Are you kidding me? Wait, a 30-year-old lady?
Yes, and she and I, we were talking. I've been on the internet since the internet was born into the real world, so to speak. This was back in 2000. I'd been on the internet. I'd been flirting with girls for about 3 years by this point, and
okay,
I'd been role-playing for the same amount of time. So I met this 30-year-old woman.
Okay, stop right there. A 30-year-old woman. Did she take the initiative?
She found out I was going into the army, and she made the offer.
You know that your first time kind of defines, it helps, it doesn't always, but it often defines the triggers for your for times after, right?
Well,
So next question would be, are you attracted to older women then?
I'm attracted to older, younger. I doesn't really.
Don't say you're attracted to women. If it walks, you're attracted to it.
I'm sorry if the okay. I'm sorry, but yes, I am attracted to all women. All right, I find all women attractive. I don't understand why it's always got to be like, oh, you can only like this or you can only like. No, I like all different women. I like black women. I like white women. I like Latino women. I like them all. To say, oh, you're going to be, you can only like this.
But do you have a specific, your first time, like I'm saying, it informs kind of your next, it imprints.
Well, that imprint was a 3-hour session in a motel with no AC, that we actually had the heater running, so we were sweating like dogs. Yeah, I can pretty much assure you.
Was it not positive then?
It was interesting, but I didn't actually come.
Oh no. Oh, I don't think I need to know any of this. Anyways, okay, I do now. The world does. The whole world does. This is gonna be out there forever.
Hey, I've been telling people this since I was freaking Lordy. Young. So it is what it is.
Do you have any unusual kinks or fetishes?
Oh, I think I do. No, you saw the graph that I shared out, and I shared it out on Twitter, so everybody now knows.
That's not unusual. Want to type people up? That's not
for
unusual.
Me, that's unusual, okay? For me, it's always been unusual. The idea of restraining a woman, as much as it cranks my gears and gets me going, I have never done it.
Yeah, but it's not unusual. It's not an unusual kink. It's pretty, you know. You need to take a class, though, before you do it, right? You should take a class.
That, or I just need to go with the simplicity of some handcuffs that have some good lining to them, preferably something that is not pure steel, because I don't want to cut her wrists.
No. Yeah, but you probably need to talk to Andrew and find out where you can get a glass, because if you're going to try somebody.
Lord in heaven. Look, okay, if Andrew hears this, Andrew Reggie can DM me.
Reggie wants you on his podcast.
Oh, Reggie, you want me? Okay, cool. Go right ahead, boss. I'm here for the duration, brother.
Oh, Lordy. Oh, this is bad. Okay, Kingston. So tying somebody up is one, but there's got to be let's see. There's so many. Wait a minute. Weirdest place you ever had sex?
Oh, God. Okay. There was the time outside my barracks, but the weirdest, perhaps the most exotic, was the mountaintop of Colorado near Pikes Peak off of Colorado City and Fort Carson. Carson City, excuse me. Carson.
What the hell? Carson City, Nevada?
No. Wait. Fort Carson, Colorado is right next to what is that? Oh God, what city is that? I think it's somebody help me out here.
You outside? Is that what you're saying?
We were in a truck.
You were in a truck. That's the weirdest place. Yeah. I'm so glad I've not yet had any like barroom bathrooms. That just is like a cesspool. I'm not even a germaphobe, but that just does not appeal to me. Okay, I found a list. A very long list.
Oh God. Let's go ahead and have it.
I don't even know. If you're gonna read, we're not gonna be able to get any get all the way down, but we'll get some of these. This is from kinktest.org, subcategories of kinks. Kinks for inanimate objects.
Huh? Okay, I already looked up Bad Dragon because of you and Vivian earlier. I am traumatized.
Oh, you did? You really looked up
Bad Dragon? What the hell is a shark dildo doing up in your hoo-ha?
That's not me. Okay, so
I don't care who's doing that.
Okay. Let's see. Knife play. Would you do that? Does that sound sexy to you?
Knife play? Like what? Cutting each other?
A practice of running a knife or blade along your partner to enhance sexual gratification.
No, I'm sorry. For me, a knife is a weapon and a knife, no.
Oh, good Lord. I've heard of this. I've heard of this, Reggie. Balloons fetish. I'm not even going to. How about sexually turned on by high heels? Do you prefer women?
Yes. I like high heels on a woman, especially if they were locked around my waist.
That's a kink.
Someone were to try and poke me with it or push me down with it, I'm going to get one at pissed.
You. Weapons fetish. Okay. A sexual arousal to weapons?
No, I like weapons. I enjoy firing weapons. I think that a woman who knows weapons is sexy as fuck. But no, I am not going. If she tries to threaten me with it, or if she like tries to shove one up my ass, no, that ain't gonna happen, there, sweetheart.
Dendrophilia.
Wait. That's grass. That's grass and that's grass and plants, right?
Sexually attracted to trees.
Sexually, yeah, no. Have you seen the pictures of those? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry to the dendrophilia folks that are out there, and all of you wonderful people.
No,
love you
no
to death.
Kink shaming. No kink shaming. No.
Love
no.
you to death. No. Love you no. to death. I don't shame. It's just I can't understand.
That's okay. I get that, but we can't kink shame. How about armpits? Do you like armpits? Yeah. Sexual arousal from smelling, licking, or kissing armpits. I love that you're as clueless to this as I am. That is just absolutely amazing.
I've been pretty vanilla. Sorry. I understand there, Reggie. Reggie just asked me, he said no kink shame in possible episode. I said, I agree. I understand. You got to understand where I come from. I'm like, okay. I don't know this one.
Here we go. Gentrophilia, sexual preference for the elderly.
No. It would be one thing if I were to grow old with my wife.
I mean, what's your age limit? You said you don't have a problem with age.
As of this moment, I think that I would be comfortable with anywhere from 50 down to about 22, and I'm 35. So I'm I'm stretching myself.
Gosh darn it! I didn't make the cut.
I can make an exception for you as well, and don't start.
I didn't make especially the cut.
Considering the fact that I already never mind. We're not even going to go there. Yes, we have this woman.
No, stop. Masochism. So this is what I want to know. Physically or psychologically, suffering pain or humiliation for sexual gratification. Now, masochism can be anything, but would you take pain for somebody or give pain to somebody? The other is sadism.
I'm not a sadist. I think the furthest I could go is if she were to be like scratching my back in the middle of sex, like say a cat scratch fever. If she's like getting so into it that actually did happen in my past. And that actually was a really terrific, terrific, terrific moment in my life. And I actually showed the guys afterwards and they looked at me and said, did she take a whip to you, dude? I said, no, I was really good at the time. And they were like, oh, I said, that's right. Don't fuck with the nerd. Okay. I can't give it out. And they were like, oh, okay.
Vaccinophilia. I'd never heard of that. There's so many on here I hadn't heard of. Apparently sexually.
Thank you, Marie. Yes. Israelin is hot.
Oh, stop. No. I'm sexually aroused by getting vaccinated.
Eh? I've been hit up with more freaking vaccinations than God knows at what to do with. I was in the army. I've done like 25 of the damn things. No, that does not turn me on. Needles are actually my... Yeah, it's especially when you give blood. It's one thing if I get stuck with the needle now. I can get stuck with the needle, and that'll be fine. As long as I know it's coming and I can kind of look at it and go, okay, it's going to come. Boom, done. All right. But when somebody puts that needle into my blood or my vein and starts drawing out and I see the blood flowing into that cylinder, my body just goes, gick.
That doesn't turn you on? No.
Oh, no. No.
I didn't know. You know, the reason the psychology of kinks and what causes that is really fascinating to me. It's a very intimate and personal thing. And so I don't really want to make fun of anything because you never know. But there are things on this list that I just did not even begin to know. However, these ones are pretty common. How about pet play? Would you be a lady's pet? Would you be Mary's puppy?
Are we talking like actual bark and whatnot? Wolf, wolf.
Kink in which a person dresses and acts like a pet.
No, thank you.
How about a vampire? Sexual fascination with a vampire. Would you role play as a vampire? What would you be? In fact, let's just take it from there. What would you, if you could role play any sex scenes, what would those be?
Oh, God. Okay, when I was young, I was exposed to that role-playing game Masquerade, which was, it was Vampire Masquerade. It was pretty big back in the day. And it did intrigue me, and it did play into me reading L.A. Banks's Vampire Huntress, which was an erotic action adventure. But role-playing out a vampire scene, it's more of an exotic take on a almost a non-consensual rape scene. Basically, is the guy who's coming in and he's going over to the girl and he's looking at her and he's going, covering her mouth, shutting her up before she can scream, and then taking her. That's okay. If my partner knew that we were doing it, but she didn't know exactly when I was going to do it, that would be kind of sexy.
Oh. I was looking around the website. I got distracted. Have you ever been caught masturbating?
Yes.
Yes.
My mother at the age of 11. Don't ask.
Oh, Lord. Your poor mom.
Not good. It was not fun for me, okay? I'll just say that. The most embarrassing thing I've ever had in my... No, there's been more embarrassing, but that was up there. which of course kind of played into my whole thing. I felt great shame for that, which probably did stunt me.
What question did you not want me to ask you? I don't know. So we kind of did that one. These aren't really that interesting.
You don't have to ask.
No, I don't. I don't know. Should I ask? What do you guys think?
Yeah, Reg, no, every guy has, but that doesn't mean, I mean, with my mother, you got to understand, my mother is a whopping 87 pounds. She's had scoliosis her whole life, 2 steel bars down her back. She walks in on you when you're a little boy and you're in the bathtub laying down, butt naked.
Oh, you were so
I assure bad. You, boss, it was not. It was a traumatizing moment for my little butt.
I quite frankly looked at and locked the door.
Why didn't I? Okay, the thing about that is that my door, if I had locked it, she would have gotten my dad and busted down the door. That's the kind of mom I have. If something's wrong around the house, she's a light sleeper. She knows. She will investigate, especially around her own home. And my mama packs. So, yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, I was so red-faced going home, going back to my bed. Oh, God. No. Oh.
Poor little 11-year-old. Oh, that's a moment. It's a moment.
Oh, my God.
Is there anybody right now you'd like to have sex with?
Yes.
How many? Because I know there's several. More than one.
Several.
How many do you know in real life?
In real life, I don't know.
Off of Twitter. Yeah. Off of Twitter and off of the internet.
Off of Twitter.
Yeah.
Okay. That's going to increase the number. Say 6, 7.
Okay, so how many do
that's,
you know
that's
in
the,
your
that's the ones
life?
That's the ones that are available for me. The ones that aren't available, like you, we already discussed.
So nice.
Yes, I am very honest. I am very honest.
35, you're so old. Yeah, no, I'm ageist. I am so ageist. It's not even funny.
Yeah, you are just a little bit, but it's okay.
Not even on my radar. Good Lord. No, that's just wrong. I just, okay. Anyways.
Hello, Taha.
So several that you don't, but do you have any, I mean, how many Twitter questions do you have then?
Twitter crushes. I have about five.
Have you? Uh-huh. I think I know the answer to this one. Oh, she wants to call it. Do you know Taha?
I do not.
So this interview, I'm torturing Brandon, and since I don't know who you are, I'm not going to answer the call, but thank you for trying to call in, because we're having, Brandon is a writer, although we're not really talking about writing stuff. I'm just asking him the not safe for Twitter, not safe for work questions, not safe for Twitter.
Romance and erotica, Ms. Taha.
Yeah, I was gonna, or Mr. Taha, I'm not sure, but,
I was gonna ask,
but I think I know the answer to this question. I don't think you've ever done any dirty DMing. Have you done any dirty?
No, you poor innocent soul.
I don't.
Considering all the times that I've flirted with you, how many times do you think I've dirty DM'd? I've dirty DM'd since I was 14, 15 years old.
No, I mean like with the current crew now on Twitter. I don't mean like texting or your other
hi Iski
happen to know. I mean the DM slide is what I'm talking about.
See, everybody talks about a DM slide. I can't speak for DM slides. DM slides, I've listened to these girls, these supermodels called the shit show on YouTube, and they talk about mastering the DM slide. I personally, I'm going to be honest with this. Fuck the DM slide, okay? I talk to a woman first. I get to know a woman before I know you do, but I ever DM slide.
Have you? So have you DM slid? Have you done the DM slide? Whatever the situation is, that is the question.
Have I ever DM slid on? Okay, so have I ever actually like engaged in dirty DMs with Twitter crushes presently?
Yes, on Twitter. Yes.
Yes.
You have, really? That I didn't know. Okay, so how did you?
I don't kiss and tell.
But I got questions. How?
Okay.
I have questions. So how did you knew that person beforehand already? So I'm not being mean. These are questions. What I don't understand is how this begins. I've done this with Quincy too. I don't understand how you know. Were you invited? Were you specifically invited into the DM slide? How does this
No, begin? It's I'm talking with a woman, and if a woman starts it, really, a woman will be very, thankfully, this is true for a lot of, and interestingly enough, this is not American women. These are often very, very often, they're not American women. American women seem to get very, they just get very up, they get uptight about it. They get very standoffish, or they're not, how do I say this? I'm not trying to insult anyone, okay? But there is seems
so
to be
insulted.
Like,
no,
I'm not trying to insult. It's just that American women have they feel like often it's a popularity contest. You look at the guy, you find out is he very versus more foreign women. Foreign women will be much more open about it. They'll be like, they'll give you a hint. They'll give you they'll mimic biting their lip, or they'll make a flirty comment that just kind of opens up that question mark in your head and says, so do you like me? And then you start talking a little bit more intimately. You start talking about more sensual topics. What's your favorite food? What would be your favorite snack? Well, would you like that snack in bed?
They'll offer you drinks.
Oh my God. Yes. See, and that's the other thing is like and this is my thing. Okay. I'm not a heavy drinker. The most I drink is dragon's milk or some other sort of, specialty ale or stout that's local here because I live in Indiana. Michigan is not too far away. They have some great microbreweries. But realistically, I'm not going to drink. I did that when I was clubbing, and I tell you, I was the cast off. My bartender, and yes, I was in love with my bartender, just like the song. She was 5'4". She was Italian and she was gorgeous. I'm just going to say it like that. I mean, brick house built. Okay. But she liked me and she always saw me as a safe option because she knew that I wasn't really going to push the boundaries. So whenever she made a drink and it didn't come out right, she'd just be like, Brandon, psst, here. And she'll toss me the drink and I'd be like,
What does this have to do with dirty DMs? Wait, go back.
No, I'm gonna wander around a bit and get away from this.
No,
how you doing?
So you have, how many times have you engaged in the dirty DMing? Do you have a dirty DM that I don't know about that is like a consistent side piece? I don't know. What do you call?
I don't call my ladies side pieces. I don't call them side pieces.
Ladies. No. Oh Lord.
I don't call them side pieces. Are you nuts?
No. Well, I can get away with that, but you can't.
No, I can't. Exactly. That's my point. Well, you do that to an American woman. You mention a side piece. Your ass is in the freaking street,
She'd
boy.
She'd be so mad if you were talking
oh
about
her. Oh, my God.
So.
You might as well just kill yourself.
I don't really want to know about her. I just want to know about you. I don't want to expose any female anywhere. I'm curious about what goes through a guy's mind. I'm curious about those first impulses. Is it just any woman? Is it a woman you've been talking to? Is there,
it has to be someone who, and I mentioned this in Reaper, it's, and I call it a soul vibration. vibrational acoustics. It's a vibe. It has to be, someone has to really pique my interest. And not only that, she has to be like you. You are feminine, all right? I'm going to say this. There are some women out there who are big time alpha holes. They talk the talk. They talk the game. They make nice with everybody right up until you question or contradict them. Then suddenly you're on the out. Okay. Those are the alpha holes. Then you get the alpha mallows like you, who are the sweet marshmallow loving women who just love on people no matter what. Okay. Then you get the what I like to call the alpha girls who don't have to, who are just in the middle. These girls can be both feminine and strong, and they don't, and they're willing to tell you what they want and what they expect, and they don't give you any grief about it. These are the type of women that a man dreams of meeting in real life. Unfortunately, you only usually meet them when they're 1,000 miles away. Go figure. Now, I've met all three kinds in my lifetime. As of today, I know one alpha mallow. That's you. Okay. I know 36 or more alpha holes that just I can engage with them in courteous discourse, but I cannot expect them to actually want to help me or be a friend to me. And then the alpha girls, there's probably about 24 of those that are around, but realistically, most are taken. Why are most taken? Because guys see the alpha girls and go, damn, I want you. And they'll snag them up. And before you know it, they're gone away from you. And you're just sitting there back at the bus going, fuck. Well, there's another one that just left me in the dust. God bless. Be safe. Light be with you and move on.
So, I understand that it could be this, especially on Twitter. You have this, I talk about it, I've talked about it before. My friend Zane, when I heard his voice before I met him, I knew he was young, but he's got this great voice. And it gives you an impression of who the voice, and then he's acting, trying to act, break into this vanilla audio and this sexy kind of erotic audio. And so you get an idea. It took me about 20 minutes to figure out he wasn't as confident then as he is now, but that he was still kind of making his way, and that, but you have no idea what he looks like. You have no, and so his voice was very attractive, and I didn't know what he looked like. And so you get a different perception of age and looks and confidence and everything from somebody's voice. And it's the same thing from typing, you know, when you're Twitter is a unique environment. You can see pictures, but it's all stills, right? You're not engaging in face-to-face real personalities. You don't know what's real, what's not. And so you get an overall impression. And sometimes that energy, that impression. He just knocked down my
foot. You okay?
Technical difficulties.
You okay?
So that internet energy changes everything, right? Yeah, I mean, it makes an impression. Yeah, I'm good. I knocked my microphone down. It's like, boom. So it's not weighted well. I don't know what the heck happened to it. I think I need a new stand. Maybe I just need a better microphone. How about a Blue Yeti? Okay, I'm putting that out there into the cosmos. I want a Blue Yeti.
Open up a GoFundMe. We'll start getting it for you.
No, I'll pay for it myself. But if I wanted it, I'd get one. But I just, it's not a priority. Is that what you guys use, the Blue Yetis? Do you like them? I'd love to get a Blue Yeti. I know that they're really clear. This one has a little bit of added noise into it. It's a less than $100 version. Anyway, so yeah, that energy and kind of is personality, and that can mean a lot. I can see where that would be impactful. I know women who are a little bit on the moany groany side, and you know, and the it's your fault, not my fault side, and they can't understand why they can't find anybody. And men are the same way. I know some men that are the same way. You get in that headspace, and nobody wants to be around you. They want to make you feel better, and they want you to. That's the thing. Grief and pain, the world these days, we just want it to be gone like that. We have no tolerance for it anymore. And so when people are really hitting that grief and that pain, and I don't have a pop. I had a pop filter, but it kept falling off. I'm answering questions. But anyways, I'm lecturing. I'm going to stop. Anyway, we need more tolerance for grief and pain in the world, and we need time for people to grow. But in general, most people don't enjoy sad people.
No, okay. They don't.
And so if you're on Twitter and you're sad all the time and moaning, groaning, angry all the time.
Happened to me.
Nobody wants to be around happened that person. So don't be that way.
And therein lies one of my biggest failings, and it's also one of my biggest challenges is overcoming when I am feeling down. And in part, this is why my Twitter crushes are my Twitter crushes. They have my Twitter crushes and my friends, and I use these. I do not use the term friend lightly. Whether they be male or female or other, they have stuck by me even in my grief. They've argued with me, and at the same time, they haven't cut me off or judged me for my grief. That means the fucking world to me. That is why, with that manifestation, I want them in my life, and I want to help them become more in any which way, shape, or form that I can. So that's why I recently pinned that tweet to my thing. I said, I'm done with wannabe populars. I want the weirds. I want the writers. I want the artists, and I want the erotic. I don't want wannabes. I want the ones who are going to be the oddballs out of the crowd who are going to stand up and say, hey, you know what? I've gone through hell in my head and my soul, but I'm still standing. Yeah. Exactly. Own your weird.
Yeah, own your weird. So that said, we've been going an hour, and I need you to read because I'm going to have to end this podcast pretty quickly. I thank you for being so frank with your answers. I know that was hard for you. I did not want to expose anybody. I hope I didn't. But I'm always curious about, I love the way guys think. You think linear, you're like one, but you also, it's, I could be told 100 times, but I don't understand male motivation a lot of time. And so it's very fascinating to me. And since I have to write men, I always feel like I think I've told you this before. I think I write the men that I think I write the men that women want men to be, and I'm not writing the men that men are, but I'm also, my audience is for women. And so that's okay. But I want to have an understanding.
The one thing that for all the listeners, I'm about to read a excerpt of Reaper.
Don't read. I'm going to let you read about 10 minutes. I know the whole thing is much longer. So
yes.
You can start and stop whenever you want. I'll probably, I just wanted to let you know. Go ahead and finish talking.
Okay. And this is basically my thought process when I'm in the middle of, let's just say that, okay, to be fair, this is basically the Reaper is first person and it's my thoughts. So take it with a grain of salt.
Okay. It's your right. Thoughts. Okay. No, I think that's anyways, I think it's a good piece, people. Go ahead. And whenever you're ready, go ahead and start.
All right. All right. Okay, why'd she have to have that cute nose giggle? It made me want to smile. Did she and Persephone take classes on it, or was this just a universal thing women could do on command when they want to disarm you? It's not important whether I like the drink or not. If this stuff is meant for immortals, gods, and goddesses, it's probably wise not to drink a half finger yet. Let that one sip tide me over. Even if the golden amber liquid practically screamed at me to drink the rest. I set it next to me, crossed my arms again. No getting me off track. Back to the subject. Scythes? She huffed. walked over, poured herself two fingers. Then she glanced and gave to Huffed, pussy, and slung back a mouthful. Whole finger of the stuff. Yeah, you got one, babe, I thought. And I wonder whether you're shaved or not. Whatever this drink was, it made her face red. Cute. Yeah, this one was a slow burn type alcohol. More you drank, faster it came on you. She wiped her lips once and muttered, primary weapon. They're our most powerful, but they're bad for close quarters. I leaned closer. And we're God killers? Score, direct hit, point to Paulson. Clearly, she wasn't prepared for me to mention the matter of us, Reapers, ending gods. How did you know that? Not like I was sworn to secrecy, but I shrugged casual. I got paid a visit. She gave me a once-over, sniffed, and her nose scrunched. Persephone. That tone I knew. I smirked. You know her? She's a relation. What kind of relation? Does it matter? She shrugged the question off. Yes, we can kill gods, but most of the time it's lesser creatures. Demons, devils, fae, banshees. Wait, back that up. Fae? Elves? Seely and unseely. Her body swiveled in one fluid motion with a quick lift of a finger. And no, they're not all peace and harmony and long life and nature. We love you. Tolkien gave them too much credit. I'd read about them. Two courts, right? One darker, one lighter, but both gray, selfish, little unhinged sometimes. Her eyebrows lifted. Not so stupid after all. Okay, maybe my chest puffed out a little with that one. Persephone made me want to growl and tear my hair out with frustration. This woman made me feel better about myself. Weird how that happens. All right, so I'm going to skip to the sexy part because that's what you were asking, yes?
Yes.
All right. So after having a fight with her, she ends up in his arms and she tells him, don't look at me that way. I don't know why women never seem to grasp what happens when a man holds them. Unless I'm on a mission or the job, what the hell else is there for me to look at? Just about then, Sarah was my star and the antechamber our solar system. Nothing beyond for light years. Our own private universe tucked away from prying eyes and ears. No threats, no danger. She'd done something her kind would gossip about for millennia, perhaps eons, just to save my tattered hide. All because she felt a pull. And there's another issue with her demand. She's still staring. Couldn't hold back my smile. Didn't want to. I tipped her chin up. Sarah, you're looking at me. I see you. Been a long time since I heard those words. I pulled. She fell in. Everything between us clicked. We fit, molded to each other. Bloodshot clear south for me. My cock swelling. Two heartbeats past the point of no return. Either I get it under control or... shit, what I wouldn't give to lose it with her. Open heart-shaped face. No guile. Sarah's marvelous. She didn't turn away, lifted her face, and just offered up her lips to me. And I sighed back. I see you. I haven't kissed in years, so you'll forgive me if I bungled it. We came together so quick we almost bounced off one another. Warm, silken. I had to mutter a sorry against her mouth. Shush. She chastised and pulled me tight to her. Not all your fault. A pause. Her breathing hitched. Brian, she put her hands over my heart. I snatched one, pulled her in with my other. Kiss, I begged. Please, need them. Need your lips. I haven't had someone like this close, heartbeat against mine, and a very big part of my heart is clenching with fear, even while I'm scrambled in my mind, soaking up her warmth. Her body quivered against me when I found her ass and pulled her into me. I'm already losing my mind when she gasps, fuck, yes. I'm going to take my time with this. I'm feeling every inch of her against me, soft but firm curves, the cradle of her spine, the dips in her shoulder blades, and I couldn't keep my eyes open. Gods, what a woman. Someone want to get straight in there between a woman's legs. I do too, but I'll be damned if anyone ever says I hate kissing. Fact is, it's the one thing I can do with clothes on that won't get me arrested in public. I pulled back, catch that pout on her bottom lip between mine. Then my tongue licked slow and steady from one side to the other. And back, cool silk warming underneath my tongue, feeling her breath gusting over my face. Her hands on my head, pulling back her face, reapplying her mouth to mine, licking around my lips. God, I love that. She's backing up, moving, stops suddenly. A little gust of a gasp hits my face, a surprised moan when my thigh finds its way between her legs. Shit, we hit something. I put my hand out. A column, one of the columns from the room. She'd backed into it. Her hands are roaming over my chest, stretching over my skin, everywhere silk warmth turning off my brain, dragging me further from logic. I don't want to hurt her. I pulled out of one shorter kiss. I don't want to hurt you, babe. I'm tougher. She grabbed me close and purred. We're always tougher than we look. I can take it. Brian, squeeze me close. Don't let me fly apart. That set something off in me. If you fly apart, I'll find you and put you back together. Dropping my head, feasting. Squeezing her hips, sliding my hands under the slits in her skirt. Panties, lace. She's shivering, wiggling against my touch. Her thighs clenching around mine, rubbing furiously, grinding against muscle. I squeeze her ass and she gasps. And I take her mouth again.
I think that's a good place to stop. That's a great tease. They're going to have to go and read that scene themselves. You did really well. Thank you for reading. Take a breath.
Thank you. Thank
you. Take a breath, dear one. Take a breath.
Woosa. Yeah, I actually, just so the readers understand, I actually read the entire scene, which took about 30 minutes to his Waylon earlier. So she is intimately aware of what that is. Reaper is on Wattpad,
it's
by the way.
It's good stuff. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. I critiqued it, let him know it was good stuff. And you guys should go read it. It's on Wattpad. So we are breathing. You are here. I promise. Thank you guys for staying up with me. It is, what time is it? It's not too late here. It's only 11:15 now.
It's about 1:15 here.
Well, there you go. But you're up all night doing nothing.
Yeah, I'm going to be well working.
So if you want to DM slide into oh my God. You go speaking visit him on Twitter, which, you know, just so you know, this is also a replay. However, he is a great guy and he's always open for that DM slide if you're polite. So
stop. Wait.
He's a writer, wait. So you're going to get the really good stuff if you visit.
Oh, my God. All right. So you just, okay. I thought that I would not blush this entire time. Nope. Congratulations. Well done, Iswaylin. Well done.
There you go. Good. I'm
son
glad.
Of a bitch. I'm fucking, oh.
Yeah. Look, you can go
six
on
sheets
your
if you would, if you want to have me on, DM me, my man. I will absolutely hit you up.
What would you guys talk about? I mean, what kink? I that would be amazing, though. Yeah, I love. You got to listen to their show; it's really fun. Well, thank you guys. well, good. I'm glad.
I am beat red right now. Wow.
Well, good. Let's see. What should I? Oh, here we go.
Thank you again, Miss Waylon.
Thank you so much for coming on. Look, I get sound effects. I don't use them.
Thank you again.
I don't even know what to do.
We'll talk again. Oh boy.